We still can't hear you, Jim Sagerton.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. I was frantically trying to work on that.
We can hear you now.
I know. I know. New phone. Different ways to unmute. Anyway, so a number of points here. In fact, we already wait for people to be properly elected to replace sitting people. We have people serving on committees who are no longer members of any LSB. They're not delegates. They're not PMB members anymore, but they retain their seat as a chair until they're duly replaced. And that's part of what Mr. Tatum was talking about. Arthur mentioned something about congressional seats and whatnot, but that's not what we're doing here. We're following Robert's rules for, organizations that use Robert's rules. And also our own bylaws, I think, were when they created the runners up, that was anticipating people who would die or would, resign or, you know, for some other reason could not serve or weren't serving. It wasn't to make a decision, a choice not to have an election. And it is actually a choice. I mean, we have all kinds of money that we're paying for all kinds of things, but we decided we're going to pay for management. We're going to pay for this. We're going to pay for that, but we're not going to have an election. So that was a choice that the board made. And now as a result of that, it's not somebody that resigned or died who can't serve. It's we made a choice not to have an election, and that's fraught with difficulties for the future. Another question is, some stations right now have no runners up. I believe PFW probably does not have a runners up list. So what do we do there? And what do we do if we go to next year and our financial situation is worse than it is now and we don't have an election next year? Then what do we do? What do we, you know, are these runners up going to be the ones who stay forever because we didn't, we're not able to have an election? I hope we will. I'm certainly planning that we will, but
Jim, your
I don't
time
know.
Is up.
Okay. I just have one more point, if I may. And it's my understanding that Arthur is not the only one that talked to Jan today. And I wonder if anybody else who talked to Jan today might speak up and, relate what that conversation was.
I see, Susan Young raising her hand. So I'll recognize Susan to, cause I think that she's gonna address this very question. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I spoke to Jan, and let me just say that, you know, New Day and Jan don't govern us. And I'm not looking to them to decide, but Jan's preference would be to leave the vacancy. And when I've spoken to New Day people, they have thought that that is the most accurate interpretation of the bylaws. Extending terms is the second preferred. Rotating in people who lost is the place where she would bring a challenge. So if the people who lost would rotate in January and fill the seats of those who are termed out, my understanding is that would get a court challenge.
Can I say,
Can
I just say, given what I can't find it in Robert's rules, but I'm going to take Mr. Tatum's word for it. If he says Robert's rules stay, you stay in office until the position is filled, then that's safer. Rotating in people who lost 3 years ago is not whatever.
Three years ago.
Wouldn't.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. That's in Robert's Rules of Order, section 5627. 5627.
Thank you. For those of us who can consult that later.
Teresa for the stack.
Yeah, I hear you, Teresa, but I got people ahead of you. And, Jim Sagerton, you're done. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So next up is Beth and Lawrence, then Teresa, then Vanessa. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I have a legal question. This is a little bit obscure. It has to do with California 501c3 law. I've wondered about this since I first came on to Pacifica Governance, but Lord knows we have enough actual problems. I didn't want to rock the boat, but it seems pertinent at this point. California 501c3 law changed a few years ago, I think probably back before 2009 or so, to disallow alternate board members. And this followed on the heels of a very specific legal case, and I can go there. There's not time to go over it now, but it's interesting. And in effect, it says either you're on the board or you're not on the board. And I wonder whether, I don't have the legal definition of an alternate in front of me, but I wonder whether our reserve of people who weren't quite elected but then cycle in later, I'm not sure whether those would be considered alternates and therefore disallowed or not. And so I think we should ask Arthur if he can go check that out. And I can explain the lawsuit that brought this up if that's useful to you. So that's one question. The other thing is that I don't feel in any way secure about making a decision on this with all this new information, new considerations, possible threats of lawsuits. I want to go read Robert's rules. I'd like to go check out our bylaws in California law too. And therefore, I think we should postpone a decision on this until we have better information.
Hang on. I'll let Arthur respond to the question that Beth asked him.
So it's not the California 501c3. It's just the California nonprofit corporation.
Okay. Code.
But, it doesn't apply to delegates and that's very clear to me because it came up in the course of the KPFK fiasco, you know, mess last year with the four people that were disqualified and the judge made it. The California Corporation Code applies to board members and they are not board members.
Okay. That makes sense.
Beth, your time is up.
Okay.
Please take that as a motion to postpone the decision.
Okay. Hey, I have a point of order.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, Lawrence. Go ahead.
If there's a motion on the floor, Chair, I would second.
There's not a second. Okay, now there's a second.
Who seconded
that? Wait a minute. You can't raise a point of order to be recognized to second a motion. I feel pretty certain that's not allowed.
It was more of a request for information, Chair, because when Beth made the motion, you violated your own rule by seeking Arthur's opinion. So what was in order was to entertain a motion to see if there was a second.
No. I'm sorry. She did two things. She asked a question and then she said something else that was not a motion initially. And Arthur answered the question and then she changed it to a motion. And so I was not out of order. And, the other point is I was just taking this stuff in order okay. So here's what we're going to do to get out of this. What I was going to do before I was going to let Arthur respond to her, because after all, what people are supposed to do is ask questions, not of each other, but through the chair, right? So I allowed Arthur to respond to Beth's question, which was appropriate. The point I will make about, and this I was going to say before Beth turned her, let's not decide on this tonight statement into a motion. Before she did that, the point I was going to make was we've kicked the can down the road a long time. I understand people feel like, you know, there's a lot, you know, and this is complicated and what's the right thing to do, et cetera. And might not be prepared to make a decision tonight, but we cannot kick the can down the road much further. And the reason why not is because we have to give LSBs some direction about what to do vis-a-vis director elections, right? Because in principle, I mean, there are, our bylaws are clearly in conflict with our financial status right now. And that's why we haven't already had elections for delegates, right? So that's pretty clear. Everybody's on, I think everybody agrees with that. But what we need to do is stick to our bylaws to the degree that we can possibly pull that off, right? And so what's coming up is that LSBs are going to have to vote for their directors, you know, for the next, for 2023 to represent their LSB on the PNB. And we can't get in the way of those elections happening. And so that's the sense in which we have got to give LSBs some clear direction and soon so that they can even figure out, you know, like who is going to be a delegate and who is eligible to, you know, stand for election as a director. So anyway, we cannot kick the can down the road much further, right? So it's good that we've at least started this conversation this evening. So if Beth's motion to postpone is, really a motion to, I'm muting you, Lawrence, sorry. If Beth's motion to postpone is now a motion and that Lawrence has seconded it, then it's on the floor. And so that's what we're talking about. And I had a stack still that was Vanessa and Sue Goodwin. And I remember that you're there, but I think you had your
and Teresa Allen.
I'm sorry, Teresa, you were before Vanessa.
Point of order. This is Sean Rhodes. Point of order.
Go ahead, Sean.
Okay. As we all know, a motion to postpone has to be given a specific date. When is this going to be postponed to? Is the point well taken or not?
Yes. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Beth?
Next week? I mean, we're meeting again next week. I think we need to do it at the earliest possible opportunity. But it's just, we've received a lot of new information here, and this is the first, I know that the Elections Committee's been working on this for a long time. This is the first I've been immersed in this discussion directly and certainly at this level. And to be asked to make a decision with threats of litigation hanging over us and before I'm feeling better about what Mr. Tatum has said, that's reassuring, and that Arthur finds it reassuring also. I mean, it's tempting if we can agree on all of that, but to be forced into things that I'm just not clear about the legal implications of leaves me feeling queasy.
Yeah, but you don't have to explain all that to say that you're postponing to next week. Discussion now is strictly about postponing to next week. Is there discussion about the motion to postpone this to next week?
Okay. Yes, sure.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay. So it would help to inform my decision about whether to vote to postpone if I could get a better understanding of what Teresa said is, and I'm going to use my own words, Teresa, Jan's ultimatum, so she won't sue. What does that look like? Please repeat that, and then I have a question. So I just need to understand that a little better, if I may, Chair.
Madam Chair, I think I spoke to Jan more recently than Teresa did.
Yeah, go ahead, Susan.
Okay. Jan said she was absolutely opposed and would go to court if those who did not win were rotated in January. She will not go to court if terms are extended. Her preference would be that there be vacancies. She is not going to sue over there not being an election. She understands there isn't the money to have an election. So it is only if we rotate in the people who were not elected, haven't been serving this year, if we rotate in the runners up starting in January, that she would take to court.
Thank you. Sue Goodwin.
Thank you.
Yeah, Sue Goodwin. Then Jim Dingman. Sue?
When Alan.
Okay. Well, so, you know, as I've been listening to all these discussions of processes and bureaucracy that some people might consider esoteric and not meaning anything, I do respect they do mean something. They mean the integrity of this institution and the willingness of all of you to engage in these discussions is impressive. But I do have to also say, in 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to have an election. And if you're paying attention, what all the predictions are is this will be a red wave, a red wave. And the purpose of Pacifica Radio could never be more important at this time. So I just want to make sure we understand the times we are in and add that into our discussions. How do we expedite the things we are considering so that Pacifica can continue in its mission? Because I'm frightened. I truly am.
Okay, so the next person on the stack is Teresa Allen. Go ahead, Teresa.
I want to vote for Aki's motion, so I vote to call the question.
So the problem, Teresa, is that Aki's motion isn't what's on the floor. What's on the floor now?
But I'm calling the question on the postponement issue.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to like blow through that stop sign. No, but the question on the floor is to postpone or not. So,
I call the question on the vote to postpone.
Beth with a request for information.
Beth, go ahead.
Well, with the clarification and assurances we've had recently here from Susan, I would be okay with going ahead with a vote tonight. If I don't know if there's a way for me to withdraw my motion to postpone, or I would take advice from Mr. Tatum about how best to negotiate that complication.
So let's see how wide awake I am. So there is a way out of this. So the body owns the motion to postpone right now. And so so technically what I have to do is ask if there are, well, let me just say, technically what I would do is I would ask whether there are any objections to the motion to postpone, right? And if there was an objection, then we would go to a vote. But if I thought there were a lot of people who were now changing their minds about the postponing, I could say, are there any objections? Okay, so Beth has said she wants to remove her motion to postpone. And if... Who seconded that motion? Was it Lawrence? It was Lawrence.
Yeah.
Lawrence, are you okay? Would you second a motion if Beth made another motion that amended her earlier motion to say, never mind? Would you second
yes,
that?
Yes, of course, Chair.
Okay.
Yes.
So now the question is, are there any objections to the motion that Beth made to amend her own motion to postpone, which is to basically proceed tonight. Are there any objections with that?
Chair, potentially yes.
Okay, Vanessa, you said I just
have a request for information, and that would help to resolve.
Go ahead with your request for information.
Okay, Lord, it popped out of my head. Is Aki's motion equivalent to what Susan is representing as Jan's, my word, ultimatum?
No.
It's not the same thing?
No, I believe, so when Susan described what, the three options, one was leave vacancies, and that was Jan Goodman's preferred. Extending terms was, she was okay with in the sense that she would not sue, and that is what Aki's motion would do.
Okay. Then the other thing is Jan willing to put in writing and notarize that is what she is willing to do? I've heard things said before that didn't go the way they were said, so it would be really comforting to have that in writing. If we're making a decision under the threat of a lawsuit, I would love to have it in writing.
Arthur, do you think it's,
I can ask. I mean, amazingly, you know, I just put in 600 pages of papers on the New Day. She's still trying to get the New Day bylaws put in place and remove all of you guys. And she put in about 1,000 pages. So, but we chuckled with each other about not sleeping for the last 3 weeks. I can ask.
Madam Chair, call the question.
Okay. So call the question means, okay, so we got rid of the motion to postpone. We dispensed with that.
I didn't yet.
That's right. Vanessa said, were there any objections?
That's right. I said, and Vanessa said potentially, and so now we're at the point where we have to decide, whether there's an objection or not.
So. Jan is very nice, very likable, but saying something and then following through with it, that's different. So if I'm going to be making a vote under threat, I'd like to know that.
The
other thing will actually happen. I'm making a deal.
Will
that other part of the deal happen?
Yeah. You're not making a deal with Jan.
Well, essentially, yes.
No.
It's the threat.
Hang on.
Information.
So hang on, people. So a lot's happening at the same time here. And we've got a call the question, which means stop the debate, right? And so, and yet people keep putting their hands up, and we have to get ourselves out of this because now it's 11:15 p.m. and we have to go to closed session, people. So I can stop and let everybody ask their questions. I really can do that, but we're not quitting until we finish with the closed session, folks, so it's going to be a late night. So,
isn't calling the question not debatable?
I believe it is not debatable. I believe that's why we have to go to it.
Madam Chair,
yes, thank you, Mr. Tatum. Help.
Call the question. Hopefully, you can get that done by unanimous consent. Otherwise, it takes a 2/3 vote, but the issue is that I thought that there was a motion to withdraw the postponement. And so if the motion to stop debate passes, then we have to vote on the withdrawal.
Oh, I see. Okay. So calling the question, Do we vote on calling the question? Yes, we do. Oh, but you said, okay. Is there any objection to calling the question? That is to say,
yes, I'm sorry to say, but I object. Now okay. That I know the breadth of the motion, I'm definitely concerned about it. So I object.
Okay. So now the call the question, has to go to a vote and it requires a 2/3 vote to pass. And so what you're voting for is yes to calling the question means we're done talking about this, and no means please could we talk some more? In effect. Marion, can you call the roll?
I will. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Votes yes. Jim Dingaman.
Pass.
Passes. Vanessa Dixon.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt. Are we voting to postpone?
No.
We're voting to call the question on the motion to withdraw the postponement.
So if we vote yes, yes means we're voting no against postponing. Oh boy.
Correct.
Huh? That's convoluted. All right.
It's more convoluted than that.
No. Hang on.
No, not point of order.
No, it just means that we're stopping debate on whether to postpone or not.
Yes.
Then we have a separate, vote on the motion itself, the motion to postpone.
Yes.
Withdraw.
I'm sorry, the motion to withdraw the motion to postpone.
Yes.
Correcto.
Good grief, people.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No postponement, whichever way that is, yes or no. No postponement.
Well, no, this is about debate.
Okay, keep the debate going.
Okay, that's a no. Sue Goodwin.
It's about the debate on whether to let her withdraw her motion.
Correcto.
Right.
Correcto.
Okay. Sue Goodwin.
I'll abstain, and I also need to leave the meeting now, given that it's 11:30 and health issues.
Okay.
Thanks, Sue.
Okay. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donna Grimes.
She is gone.
Okay. Left. Evelia Jones.
Yes, to stop the debate.
Gotcha. Votes yes. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Votes yes. James McFadden.
Pass.
Passes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
I am totally confused, so I'm abstain. I don't know what the heck we're voting on. It's been so many iterations, Chair. I can't make an informed decision.
I hear you, but what we're voting on is
your
discussion on the motion to withdraw, the motion to postpone.
Okay.
Stopping discussion is the key part.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll say yes.
Okay. Yes. Sean Rhodes.
I am clear. Yes to end debate.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sharon Salam. I don't believe she's still here.
Not here. Hasn't been here the whole meeting.
Hasn't been here.
Okay. Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Votes yes. Mark von Landout.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth von Gunten.
I abstain.
Abstains. Egberto Willis. Egberto? Is he still on the call?
He gone.
He's gone. Okay. Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. Okay, so Jim Dingaman, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
Yes.
I'm not hearing.
Yes.
Votes yes. Gotcha. Okay, and James McFadden, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Abstains. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yes votes and 1 vote. The motion passes and debate ends.
You didn't call on Julie, did you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Julie.
I'll abstain.
That's what I figured. Okay.
Madam Chair, Teresa for Allen to the stack.
Yes, Teresa.
I'd like to call a question on the motion.
Okay.
We just did that.
Hang on.
We called the question on the motion. So now what's on the floor is the motion to withdraw the motion to postpone. And so now what you're voting for is basically if you vote yes on the motion to withdraw, you're agreeing with voting tonight. And if you vote no, you're agreeing effectively with postponing. Okay. Is everybody clear about that?
Say it one more time.
If you vote yes, you're agreeing to voting this evening on the main motion, but we're not there yet. If you vote no, you would like to postpone. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Oh, but first I'm going to see if I can accomplish this with unanimous consent, right?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. And the motion is to, we've closed debate on the motion to withdraw. Now we have to
vote on the motion to withdraw.
Right. And what, if that passes, that's the end.
If that passes, the motion to withdraw was to withdraw the motion to postpone. So that goes. And so then we're back to the main motion. Right.
Right.
Which is the election committee. Well, Aki's amendment. Okay. Are there any objections to the motion to withdraw?
There's no organizing. There's no first half.
Yeah.
Right. So, it's fewer money.
I muted you, Lawrence, just because you had background noise.
Okay,
so let me say that again.
Chair, I have a request for information. Just real quick, if we withdraw, that means that the next thing we vote on is the Elections Committee motion as amended by Aki. Is that correct?
Well, we vote on Aki's amendment first.
Right, then, okay.
Then the main motion. But yes, that's exactly correct. We would be back to voting on Aki's, substitute motion, basically.
Okay.
Or motion to amend. Okay. So, are there any objections to the motion to withdraw?
Vanessa objects to withdrawing the postponement.
Okay.
If I'm the only one, then please don't take a vote if you don't have to, but I object.
Okay, so thank you, Vanessa. Let me,
I will vote no as well, Chair.
Okay, then Marion, can we take a roll call vote?
Okay, and this is withdrawal of the motion to postpone.
Yep.
A yes vote means that, you move to withdraw that. Is that correct?
Yes. A yes vote means that you want to then next go to Aki's motion.
Good.
Tonight, as opposed to in the future.
Right. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Did I hear a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Jim Dingaman.
Yes.
Let's guess. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I'm confused as to if I say yes or no. I'm so sorry.
You said no.
Okay, thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sorry.
Heather Gray.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yes. Evelia there?
Evelia votes yes.
I'm sorry. What? I missed that. Say again.
Evelia votes yes.
Gotcha. Votes yes. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez. Marianne Martinez? I hear nothing.
He had to go.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
I had to unmute.
I gotcha. James McFadden.
Yes.
Yes. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Votes no. James Sagerton. James Sagerton. One more time. James Sagerton.
Give him a moment to unmute. I had to mute him because he had background noise. A few minutes ago. James Sagerton. All right, keep going.
Yes, yes, oh. Yes. Sorry.
Yes. Gotcha. Okay, Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Votes yes. Mark van Landuit.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth van Gunten.
No.
Votes no. Okay. You say Egberto is gone? Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. No. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll be an abstention.
Okay. With 12 yes and 4 no, the, let's see.
The motion to withdraw passes.
Carries. Okay.
Okay. So that means we are now to the point of, I'm going to mute you, Vanessa. Sorry. So now we are at Aki's motion. And I don't remember whether there was a stack to discuss Aki's motion further, but
Alan for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Madam Chair, do we need a motion? Do we need a motion to call the question? Or is time up? Or is it time?
Yes.
Up?
Yes, you need a motion.
I second Teresa's motion to call the question.
Yeah, okay. You don't make a motion to call the question, you just call the question. Am I right, Mr. Tatum?
Either way is acceptable.
Okay, fair enough. And so call the question is a vote to end debate. Well,
I object.
Okay, are there any objections? Yes, there's an objection. Okay, so, Marion, can you take a roll call on calling the question? And folks, what we're voting on here is, are we done talking about Aki's amendment? Yes means we're done. No means you want to keep talking.
We haven't talked about it yet. Problem.
But that's where we're at. We got to call the question. So, you know.
Okay. So, on the question, this happened. Okay, I think we're still here. Calling the question on Aki's amendment. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Votes yes. Jim Dingaman.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass.
Passes. Let's see. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donna Grimes. Oh, has left. Sorry. Evelia Jones. Evelia Jones. I'm not hearing anything.
She's muted.
Ah. Evelia? Okay. We're gonna have to see. Ali Lexa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Whoops. Sorry, I'm having a little trouble here with my spreadsheet.
This is Evelia.
Yeah? How do you choose to vote? Votes yes. Okay.
Yes. I'll vote yes.
Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Votes yes. James McFadden.
No.
Votes no. Darlene Pagano. Darlene?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
That was a yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Votes yes. Mark Van Landout.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth Van Gunten.
No.
Votes no. Susan Young.
Yes.
Yes.
And by the way, Egberto is on.
Egberto votes yes. Egberto votes yes.
Thank you. Got it. Okay, we have... Vanessa, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
Abstain.
Okay, abstain. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yes, and 1, 2, 3 no's. So, motion to call the question.
Chair, how do you vote?
Oh, I'm sorry. I did it again.
I'll abstain.
Got it. Okay. So the motion to call the question passes.
Okay. So that means we go to, well, one of two things. First, I'm going to try and see, are there any objections to Aki's amendment to the original motion?
I object.
Okay. So we have an objection. So now, Teresa, would you call the roll? And this time we're voting on Aki's amendment.
Chair, point of order, please.
Yes. Go ahead.
Could Aki's amendment be reread, please?
Yes. Okay. Hang on. Give me a second. I can scroll up and get to it and read it. Do you
it
want
just
me to
freezes
read the-
everything.
Do you want me to read everything or do you want me to just read the part?
Well, theoretically, just the amendment and hopefully I can remember the rest to put it in context.
Okay. So
that wasn't a point of order that Vanessa made.
Oh,
well, then what was it? Whatever it was, it's been asked. Was it a request for information? Whatever it was, I need the thing reread. So you tell me what it's correct.
Yeah. I'm just going to read it. So, and I'm only reading, you know, the bullet, the key bullet that has the changes in it, because all the changes were confined to that one bullet. In the event that bylaws mandated 2022 delegate elections do not occur, ensure that as local station board delegates end their terms in December of 2022, vacant delegate seats will be extended for those terming out and will be filled by the I'm sorry, and will not be filled by those defeated in a past election, and further ensure that the 2023 local station boards will elect PNB directors in January of 2023, and these new directors will be on the boards for part or all of the year 2023, depending on when new elections are held. Did you catch that, Vanessa?
Well, thank you, Chair. I appreciate it.
Okay. And so that's what we're voting on. And so a vote yes is for Aki's amendment, and a vote no is
substitution.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's late. What's the difference between, Mr. Tatum, fundamentally, what's the difference between a substitute motion and an amendment? If we vote on the substitute motion, does that mean we never get back to the original motion?
No, it means that you do.
Okay.
The difference is a substitute is a little bit longer. It's like more than a sentence. It's like a paragraph or more. An amendment can be just one sentence.
Oh, I see. And really what Aki was doing was making changes to multiple places in that one longish bullet. So maybe it is a substitute. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So now we are going to the vote on, Aki's motion, because I'm going to say, are there any objections to Aki's motion?
Chair, an inquiry?
Go ahead.
I object.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you did the last time already, and then Vanessa wanted to know what we were voting on when I said, okay, we cut off debate, but I'll hear an inquiry.
So we voted on Aki's amendment, and now
No, we didn't.
We voted on calling the question.
Okay.
So now we're about debate. To vote on Aki's amendment, substitute.
Yes, and I just want to know that once we do that, then we're going to have to vote on the whole motion.
Correct.
And I want to ask if you're going to read that, and I assume you will, before we vote on that.
I certainly can do that.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead, Marianne, and take the roll on this.
Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Votes yes. Jim Dingaman.
I can tell you, he wrote in the chat that he ran out of juice.
Oh dear. Okay. So, not available.
Passes.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Evelia Jones.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ali Lexa.
Ali. Yes.
Votes yes. Yes. Okay. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Votes yes. James McFadden.
No.
Votes no. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Race.
No.
Votes no. Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Votes yes. Mark van Landuit.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth van Gunten.
Yes.
Yes. Vote. I'm sorry, say again.
Yes.
Votes yes.
Yes.
Okay. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Votes yes. Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. Let's see. Vanessa, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
No.
Votes no. Are there, okay. I gather that Jim Dingaman is not available. Is there anybody else I have missed other than Julie? We have one two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12 yes votes, and one, two, three no votes. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Abstains. Okay, whoops. What did I say? Two no vote. No, we have one, two, three no votes. 12 yes votes and three no votes. The amendment passes.
Okay, and so now we are at the point of the main motion as amended. So Aki's motion becomes the main motion, right?
Yes.
So, and so now the question is, are there any objections to Aki's substitute motion as the main motion? I mean, to the main motion, which is now Aki's motion. Are there any objections?
Chair, I would ask you to read it.
Oh, yes, you did ask me to read it. Okay, here you go. Okay, I'll read the whole thing this time. The Pacifica National Elections Committee moves that the Pacifica National Board work with Pacifica Management to notify the Pacifica membership that the Pacifica Management has stated that there are no funds available for the bylaws mandated 2022 local station board elections. In the event that bylaws mandated 2022 delegate elections do not occur, ensure that as local station board delegates end their terms in December of 2022, vacant delegate seats will be extended for those terming out and will not be filled by those defeated in a past election. Period. And further ensure that the 2023 local station boards will elect PMB directors in January of 2023, and these new directors will be on the board for part or all of the year 2023, depending on when new elections are held. And implement plans to reduce the cost of elections, raise funds for an election, including creating mechanisms for Pacifica members to donate specifically for elections, develop a workable timeline for an election based on the availability of funding, and contract only with neutral persons to be involved in making elections rulings.
Chair, I have an amendment.
Go ahead.
I want to change the word "were defeated" to "runners up."
I second.
Okay, and that, okay, so let me make sure that makes grammatical sense. And will not be filled by the, okay, so the text was those defeated, not were defeated. Those defeated becomes runners up. If I may make that minor correction to your.
Good.
Okay. Okay. Any discussion of, Jim Sagerton's amendment? Hearing none. Any objections to Jim Sagerton's amendment? Okay. Jim Sagerton's amendment to the main motion has passed. So that becomes the main motion again, or once again, we have a main motion, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Any further discussion on the main motion?
Yes, I'd like to discuss.
Go ahead, James McFadden.
I'd just like to say I think this is a mistake. I think we should be going with a smaller LSBs. There's no, you know, you really think about it, 12 people is plenty good, and those 12 people will have to take up the duties at the PNB level. That's fine. It's normally a very small subset. But mostly, it's gonna cut down all the chatter at the LSBs because they're gonna be smaller. And so, you know, and that is a nice kind of an experiment to do, you know, especially for all these people that complain that we should be, changing the bylaws to make everything smaller. let's do it. And those people will be motivated because they're going to have a lot of extra work. They're going to be motivated to make the elections as early as possible. So I see that original thing, and it completely avoids any problems with lawsuits. If we do what Aki said and we extend everybody's terms, we're opening ourselves for lawsuits. Maybe not from Jan Goodman, because she somehow sees an advantage to that, but we're, you know, it could be from somebody else. You know, the most prudent thing to do is just to let those people that term out follow the bylaws, let them term out, like Arthur said, and go ahead and have the elections as soon as possible in 2023.
Okay, I see Ali Lexa, I see Vanessa, I see Lawrence. Ali, go ahead.
As much as I agree with reducing the size of the boards, this isn't the time or place to do it, paper clipping it in with this motion. It goes against the bylaws and opens up a whole other can of worms. Also, letting people term out doesn't work at every station because, as was stated earlier, some stations don't even have any runners-up. So I think it's not the argument for this point, and we need to vote on the motion now. Thank you.
Vanessa.
I would love to believe that because the LSBs will be cut by 50%, that it would motivate the remaining members to step up. It took a lot to get people to run for the PNB. It took a lot to get people to run for certain committees. Everybody's not willing to step up just because they're fewer people. They just don't. So we need the people to do the work, and it's not no guarantee. In fact, I think it's a likelihood that the remaining half would not necessarily step up to fill the gaps.
Thanks. Lawrence?
Yeah, I agree with Vanessa. This is, you know, the pipe dream that a smaller board will get more people involved is akin to saying it's just a red herring, because the fact is that we have 24 people on the board, and the 10 or 12 people do all the work. The other ones just maybe attend the board meeting, but then don't get involved in committees. So I think this is very disenfranchising. I agree with Ali Letza that, you know, this could potentially open up a can of worms. And again, and the only people that have been suing us have been people that have wanted, these kind of changes to take effect. And I refuse to vote under the threat of a gun, that I'm going to be sued. If our counsel cannot defend us, then, you know, that's something we should think about. Thank you.
Anyone else, or are we ready to vote on the motion? Okay. Hearing no further discussion. Are there any objections to what is now the main motion, including Aki's and Jim Stegleton's?
Yes, Chair. I object.
Okay. Marion, can we take a roll call vote, please?
Okay, and this is the main motion. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Says yes. Jim Dingman is not on the call.
Can I just mention, Marianne, I talked with Jim. He knew this vote was coming up. He's abstaining.
Okay.
I don't know.
There's no vote by proxy, Heather. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. He told me just say that he was abstaining. That's fine. If you don't want to accept it, okay.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Pass.
Passes. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Votes yes. Evelia Jones?
Yes.
Votes yes. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Votes yes. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Votes yes. James McFadden.
No.
Votes no. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
I'm a pass for now.
Pass. Okay. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Votes no. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Votes yes. Mark von Landert.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth von Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Egberto Willis.
Yes.
Votes yes. Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
Sorry, couldn't unmute. Abstain.
Abstains. Okay. Let's see. Lawrence, you passed.
No.
Votes no. Okay. I think we have everybody. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3 no votes.
May I change my vote, please? I'm sorry.
Who's speaking? Is that Vanessa?
This is Vanessa. I'd like to change to a no.
Votes no. That would be 4 no votes. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Abstains. So we have 12 yes votes and 4 no votes. So the underlying motion passes.
All right. Thank you, folks. I know that was tough. What I will say is that, you know, back to my earlier point when we first talked about a motion to postpone, that it was important to get this done before too terribly long, just because LSBs, you know, need to know what to do in terms of their elections of officers, and so that they can then have elections for the board.
Julie, can I just have a short point in personal privilege?
Yes, go ahead, Arthur.
You know, that last remark about if our lawyer can't do this, you know, we have to think about it. And I just want to say, you know, in the last, particularly in the last week, you know, inappropriately, I have become a punching bag. And folks have no idea how much time I put into Pacifica, and I'm owed over $100,000, and it's in my $250 an hour, you know, rate that I charged. And in addition, I'm a volunteer, you know, for my station. So if I don't know that there's ever been a general counsel who sits through all of your infernal board meetings. But I go to every meeting, and this is a public session, and I've been at the meeting. So I would appreciate if at least the board would refrain from ad hominem attacks on my opinion. If you disagree, you disagree. And all I was warning about was one more lawsuit. We have lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit. Just doesn't stop. And yes, I don't think Jan Goodman should run Pacifica, but she brings them by herself. New Day Pacifica is her. And she has a law firm. She has nothing else to do. She has a lot of money. And she'll go to court. So, and then we'd have to, you know, it would cost us money in order to oppose that. So. That's always my concern.
Okay, I have a point of personal privilege as well.
Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
I didn't mean any ill intent, Arthur. But for some reason, you know, you have made yourself a punching bag as well by responding to a lot of those, forced statements that this other lawyer is making, where she has written to the board seeking an opinion. And I don't remember you coming to the board and asking us what we thought. And you, as you have the right to do, as a member of Pacifica and also as our legal counsel, you have engaged in the firewall, with this person. So, I don't, excuse
me. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Sorry, I was muted. Sorry. Go ahead, Teresa.
Madam Chair, I don't see the point of this discussion in open session about what we think about other people's agendas and we don't know. I'm sorry if our general counsel is offended by something, but can we move on?
Chair, I'd like to finish my point of personal privilege.
I didn't attack you, and I don't think you have a point of personal privilege, and all you're doing is adding on to what you said before. So.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Arthur, you've been.
Hang on. Let's just put a pin in it.
Scenarios up.
So. Let's just put a pin in it.
Yeah, put a pin in it.
Because we're past the point of being productive here. Okay. There were other motions. There were a couple other things on the agenda, but it is 11:57 and we need to go to closed session.
Motion to adjourn from open session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Teresa. Are there any objections to the motion to adjourn to closed session? Hearing none at 11:58 p.m. on the East Coast, we are adjourned to closed session.